On this episode, we look towards 2019 and talk about the things we are most excited for at Walt Disney World. This is episode 136 of the Main Street Magic Podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, go out to Facebook and search for the Capture the Magic community and ask to join. And don't forget to listen to the Capture the Magic podcast with Jared and Jamie Lee at ctmpodcast.com. They release new shows every Monday and Thursday. Then on that same feed, Jared and I release a new Diz Dudes episode every Wednesday, as well as Trip Tales once a month with Jamie, and we have released the first episode of CTM at the Movies. Here at Main Street Magic, we have new shows on Tuesdays and Fridays, so all week long, all month long, and basically all year long, you are covered by the Capture the Magic community.
But what and if we want more?
If you want more, I think you should see a psychiatrist.
Wow. Or...
That's a joke, Rhonda. If you do want more, you should join Club 32. You can go to ctmvip.com. Club 32 is our new extra special, extra cool kids club, where we are going to release content early. We're going to release extra content. We did our first live stream last week. We're going to have some monthly roundtables and mailbag episodes, and you can only get a lot of that stuff, plus notes to this show, so that you can kind of follow along. And that content is only available to Club 32 members, so go and ctmvip.com. And if you did not get a Disney vacation under your tree yesterday for Christmas, don't worry about it. If you're looking to head to Disney World, Disneyland, a Disney cruise line, or for some reason you want to go to Universal Orlando Resort, you can contact Melissa Pilgrim with Ears of Experience. And you can reach her at MPILGRIM at themouseexperts.com. She will get you all set, find you the best deal. It is no cost to you. We use her every single month. She is awesome. Yes. So yeah, if that gift did not show up under your tree, you're all set. You can still go to Disney. You'll be allowed to. Merry Christmas, everyone. A day late. I will apologize for not getting an episode out on Christmas Day, like Rhonda promised. But
I did not.
Like I promised. But the day got away from us. The past couple days got away from us.
Yes.
And now it is a Wednesday. It is the day after Christmas. You are off work today. We're getting ready to head to see Mary Poppins Returns.
Yes.
So we wanted to do this episode. If you have not already, go back to episode 135, where we share our favorite Disney moments of 2018. And for this episode, we're going to look into the future, into 2019.
Can we see into the future?
Gary can, because he lives in the United Kingdom, and it's already, I think, 2019
tomorrow?
There. Yeah, so... It's no, I think they're 5 hours ahead, but to me it's like being in the future. He got to celebrate Christmas 5 hours earlier than we did.
Oh.
So he already knew what we were getting because he was in the future. I don't think that's how time zones work, but
wow,
I would like to believe they do. So we're going to talk about what we're looking forward to most in 2019. Most of this is stuff that we already have planned, we already have in the books.
Okay.
There's obviously going to be some things that will come about that we didn't know we were doing, and those might become what we would have looked forward to most, but I can't actually see into the future as much as I wish I could. What would you, if you could see into the future, what would you do with that knowledge?
Oh gosh, I don't even
know. Other than play the lottery.
Oh.
Would you feel bad about that though? Like if you had this gift to see into the future and the first thing you did was look into the future for lotto numbers so you could win millions of dollars, would you have like any remorse? Would you feel bad at all about it, or would you just assume that's why you were given this gift?
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of gifts, that would stink if you just knew what all your gifts were, and then like Christmas and birthdays and stuff wouldn't be exciting.
Yeah, that's true.
I would only want to be able to see into the future like when I wanted to. I wouldn't want it just to be like a thing that like cropped up or something, and I was like, oh, that's what I got for Christmas next year? Well, that took all the fun out of it. So, all right, well, let's get into this list. These are ranked in a sense. And first, we're going to go like we did with our favorite Disney moments of 2018. The first one's kind of an honorable mention. In 2019, I know we're looking forward to the movies.
Yes.
I think, and I'll go through this list, 2019 could be the biggest Disney movie year ever.
Wow.
I mean, we've got Captain Marvel coming March 8th, Dumbo March 29th, Avengers Endgame April 26th, Aladdin May 24th, Toy Story 4 June 21st, The Lion King on July 19th, Artemis Fowl on August 9th, Frozen 2 November 22nd, and then Star Wars Episode 9 on December 20th.
Wow.
Out of all these, which are you looking forward to the most?
Endgame, probably.
Me too. Oh, I thought you were going to go with a Lion King or Aladdin.
Well,
wow.
If that would be my next. Well, because there's already a movie out that of... It's not finished.
What do you mean?
Avengers.
Oh, yeah. This will be the end of the game. Yeah, this will
part
be
of
the
it.
End
We've
of
already
it.
Seen
yeah.
part of it. So
I know.
That I'm looking forward I am, to the most. Oh. My second would probably be Lion King.
Yeah. I'm really, really interested to see Aladdin.
I'm
and
nervous
see how that,
about
yeah.
that from the first looks.
Well, and that's been a lot of the conversation now is you know, the look of it. But I have faith.
I do too. So I'm really hoping. So we'll see.
Yeah. And, you know,
I don't.
Find
out May 24th.
Yes, we will find out. I don't know much about Artemis Fowl. I know that it is a line of books that kids have loved. But Josh Gad is part of it. And for just because of that, I'm excited for Artemis Fowl.
Yeah.
So, and he never tweeted me back. I'm going to put Star Wars up there and see where this heads, where this goes, what's next.
Yeah.
This should be the end of the Skywalker saga. So that'll be really, really interesting. And especially after, you know, the way The Last Jedi did not perform so well.
Yeah.
It's time to get back to Star Wars. Next, we have on our list, staying at a new resort.
Yay.
Which one?
I know. We don't currently have a new one booked, but we'll do what it takes to stay at one.
Okay.
On our list of new resorts would be Polynesian Contemporary, Grand Flow, Yacht Beach. Those are the only five resorts we've never stayed at. I think we would like for it to be. Yeah. Oh. I think we would like for it to be Polynesian.
Oh, yeah.
I have a feeling it will be like Beach Club or something.
That'd be fun, though.
Yeah. Oh, I'm totally down for Beach Club. I just want to do it when we would enjoy the pool.
Yes.
Yeah, which isn't like
summer
all the months because we live in Florida and we get cold easy.
Uh-huh.
So,
and just because the whole pool's heated does not mean
right.
it's heated to my temperature.
And this doesn't have to be like a weekend trip. I mean, we were already stalking Priceline and Hotels.com for just like even one night sometime at the Poly. I mean,
right.
if something crops up and there's all of a sudden a Friday night or a Thursday night or something, we will go down for a night and make it happen.
Okay.
If it's a good price. Okay. And we won't do parks or anything. We will just
consume
that resort, take it all in. So I think that would be cool. Next on our list, opening of Grand Destino Tower.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have this booked. Coronado Springs, we absolutely love. We are going on opening night, July 9th, staying two nights. So we'll be there July 9th through 11. And even better, well, this will be a first. Not only first, because we're staying in a brand new tower that's just opening.
Right.
But what type of room did we book?
Club level.
Say it like that. It makes you sound all bougie. We did book club level.
That's just weird, because I'm shocked that we did.
Yeah. Well, I'm so excited
to
see.
The price wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I'm so excited. The price wasn't that bad. I'm so excited to see what the offerings are and how it
right.
may compare
and didn't
to
you say
deluxe.
Some people have already gotten, like, calls.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
Stuff?
I'm waiting for our little mailing. There are people that have booked for like those opening nights have gotten some card in the mail that's saying, hey, we're so glad you booked your club level. You're a VIP in a sense. Call us for other offerings that you can spend money on, but still.
Right.
And then even saw in one group that somebody got a phone call from Disney. So we're just waiting on that. Yeah. I hope there'll be a red carpet. That would be cool. Should I wear my suit to opening?
Oh, Lord. I don't know.
I got to get more use out of it.
Okay. Well, then I'd have to get a new dress.
You would have to get one. You'd have to get like a Coco inspired one. Maybe I can get a Coco tie and then.
Is that going to be what it is?
No, I mean, it's just, it's going to be themed to the same type of, you know, Spanish Mexican type of influence, the way the rest of Coronado is. I mean, the rooms look very similar. Everything else looks like it's just very grand. Like if you went to a casino in the, in Mexico or something, I guess. Okay. Something like that. I don't know. But I'm excited. And the booking window here in the next few weeks should open up for the restaurants. So we want to book at each of the restaurants.
Yes.
And try those out the opening night. But we're excited. I'm not only excited to go.
And a nighttime for the one restaurant up top.
Yeah. Yes. And try and catch fireworks.
See fireworks.
Definitely. And there's a lot of reasons I think we're excited for this. One, it's brand new, which is awesome. Two, we love Coronado. Three, I'm so excited to see this end. Like Coronado's been going through all this refurbishment and construction. Our friend Aaron, who's the cast member there, he and his staff are so excited.
Yeah.
Like I'm excited as much. I'm as excited for them
as you are.
I think I am for us. Not just me. I'm excited for you too.
Us, yeah.
So that's gonna be just cool. Like it's gonna be weird. We're gonna walk into a brand new Disney tower.
Yeah, that's
that's kind of awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Next on my list, I have the future of this network.
Oh.
That I'm very, very excited about. There may or may not be new shows coming this year.
Mm.
There may or may not be new hosts even, maybe. Maybe somebody else starts. We don't know. We really don't.
Oh.
Don't look at me. No, I really don't. There's no plans. I'm just saying. We have a whole year, and the growth that we went through since we formed the network, which was like March, wasn't even a full year ago.
Wow.
It's just been so cool. I'm so excited for Club 32 and all the awesome members that we already have in there. And we're only going to continue to ramp that up.
Mm-hmm.
Excited for new shows, for new reviews, to try new things, to, you know, report back to everybody and to continue to watch the community grow, which has just been awesome.
Yeah.
Like it was so cool yesterday for Christmas to see people posting pictures of their Disney gifts or saying Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't feel like we were it didn't feel like a Facebook community where we haven't met all these people in person, you know, most of them. It felt like I was just looking at my own timeline of friends.
Yeah.
Which was really, really cool.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for this year. I think it's going to be awesome. I mean, 2018 was fan-frickin-tastic, as you would say. 2019 is going to be, I don't even know. You could put the real F word in there probably just to really go beyond. But I'm going to let you talk about the next one because this is kind of your doing, your idea.
I was very excited about this. So our, you know, hobo camper is getting very old and I don't know how much longer we've got with it. But anyways.
Are we going to send him to that farm in New York?
Sure.
Is that where he'll go off to live?
Uh-huh.
And somebody will take good care of him?
Hopefully.
He'll gallivant around the fields with all the other campers that had to retire. Because we would retire it.
Okay.
We're not putting it down.
Well, anyways. So
I will have tears that day that we do finally part. Because it has been awesome.
It has. It really
We've
has.
Made some amazing memories
we
in that
have.
Thing. Disney and otherwise. Yep. Other places too. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Now you may continue.
So we are going to stay at the cabins at Fort Wilderness, which when my daddy booked, we are going to go with my parents because they, again, hadn't seen Christmas at Disney and they loved it this last year. And, you know, they even want to see the Candlelight Processional. And then being around Fort Wilderness was amazing and all the blow ups and all the decorations everybody puts in and they stay months or month at a time or whatever. But anyways, so my daddy booked and when he went to book, apparently, which kind of
through
makes
Melissa
sense,
Pilgrim with Ears of Experience.
Yes. The campsites were $1,000 cheaper or a lot cheaper. And so he's like, well, I got a camper. And she checked and there are no available sites.
Yeah, there was, I think it had to do, once you get to that time, it has some to do with your nights of stay. Because I think she told me that she did find some that 5 nights were available,
right,
but 3 were not.
Right, and we can't stay that because of the kids being in school and stuff. So anyways, so we're staying in the cabins, which I'm excited for the December 12th through the 15th. I got a call for the golf cart rental because there's only a few six-seaters.
Yeah, we need to do that
and
today.
We would need a six-seater. So I'm going to call.
Or just make the kids run alongside of it if we get a four-seater.
And yeah. So then we can go and see, and you're slower in a golf cart, and you can go around and see all the major decorations, and then we could even pull off to the side and get out, especially that one on the
with
the castle.
Yeah, you want to like walk around and walk through it and get pictures, and yeah, it's going to be awesome. We'll decorate up our cabin.
You want to decorate the cabin?
Yeah, I want to bring a tree, just a little tree.
Okay.
Put it in there. Because we're only going to do, because again, it's a year away. We haven't planned all of it, but we're talking about maybe doing the Christmas party one night, maybe doing one day in the parks, but we'll see.
And that would probably be Epcot.
Yeah. But I think it'd be one of the times, yeah, because we'd do the candlelight processional, but it'd be one of those times to really spend a lot of time around the campground.
Right.
You know, and just taking everything there.
The night in the park for magic,
and the next day
Epcot.
At Epcot, and the rest of the time, we're just...
Because they've already seen Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
I mean, they haven't read Slinky Dog, but we can do that this summer. So.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Because they'll probably get another one of those Florida resident package ticket thingies. They could technically do the four parks, 4 day package. You just can't park hop. You have to use, there's a new one. You get 4 days at the four parks, but you have to use one at each of the parks.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the time limit on it is. Like when they have to be used within what window, but that's just one of the new deals they put out, okay. Which is a pretty good deal. All right, we're getting down into our last two. The suspense is coming.
Okay.
What are people expecting? Do you think? I don't know, but number two, opening of Galaxy's Edge.
Yep.
This is, especially after we saw the new preview yesterday, we got a little bit more of an inside look at here's what was crazy. Up until this time, we have not heard much about Rise of the Resistance, and I think people have kind of just been brushing it off. Everybody's talking about Smuggler's Run. After that little preview yesterday, Rise of the Resistance looks like the one, like that looks like the ride.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
You know, that looks like the almost more of the flight of passage in a sense. That'll be like the big time. I mean, they literally said about it, like they've never done anything like this. This is the biggest ride they've ever done. It is going to be cool. But Smuggler's Run looks amazing. The land looks amazing. To see kind of new renderings and an inside look and all is just so cool. I'm excited. So block out dates for 2019 for Gold and Under starts Thursday, December 19th.
So gold's blocked out?
Yeah, the gold always gets the winter block out. They get the spring break.
That's
why we had upgrade to platinum, because this gold still gets a spring break and it gets a holiday block out. So gold and under, that silver, all those under, right?
Yeah.
Winter starts Friday, December 21st. Okay. They have stated that this will open in fall of 2019, late fall of 2019. This could open on December 20th. I don't see them opening it. They're already opening it around the holidays, which is pure madness. I don't see them opening it when all of pass holders still have access to the parks. I think that they'll do kind of what they did with Toy Story Land. They'll wait, but they've said late fall. So if they still open in late fall and they don't push it to winter, I see this opening either December 20th. Yeah, it'd have to open December 20th because it would still technically be fall. And they will then offer...
5 days till Christmas.
Yeah, and then they will then offer probably to pass holders who are blocked out an upcharge of some sort. Some crazy upcharge. Like, hey, you wanna enjoy Galaxy's Edge? Well, here you go.
Right.
Or they'll say, you know what? We're going to let you have extra days in the other three parks, just not Hollywood Studios.
Right.
Or something, just to kind of make up for it. But I will be very, very surprised if it opens when all APs still have access. I mean, the crowds, the masses are already going to be something that nobody can comprehend, nobody can predict. Right. It is going to be pure insanity. And we plan to be there opening day. Why not?
Yeah.
What else we got to do?
A lot.
So we will hopefully be reporting live from Galaxy's Edge opening day. with a few other people.
A few other.
All right. We are going to get down to number one. And yes, something beats Galaxy's Edge opening.
For
what
us.
Is it? What for us, yes. What is it?
Actually going to my first ever, I believe, California trip.
Mm-hmm.
And then our together first ever Disneyland. So we're going to do D23 with Jared and Jamie, yeah. Hopefully.
Maybe.
Yeah. But Jared for sure. And we're going to report and, you know, have all that info for y'all. Because D23, that's huge. That yeah. they usually announce some major things.
It'll be some big stuff.
So we're going August 22nd to the 27th. We have a 3-day hopper with Max Pass. And this all, thank you, Melissa. This was all
again,
done.
Yeah. I mean, talk about territory that I'm unfamiliar with.
Yep.
And she's been. That's the yep. thing that's awesome, too. Is she yep. has been to Disneyland. She knows it. She sent me all these different like guides and maps about locations, like stuff that I'm just 100% unfamiliar with. Yep. And she made it so unstressful.
We are not staying on property for their property, but we are staying at a Holiday Inn Express and Suites because we're familiar with that.
Yeah.
I feel like wherever we go, no matter what state, it's always you can expect the same and, you know, be happy yeah. with what you get.
Yep. Yeah, and that's why we picked that. And they have a queen enchanted suite, which really doesn't mean anything that fancy. It just had a little extra space with like a couch that I figured would be perfect to set up podcast and recording equipment
yes.
for when we report on things. So yeah, we'll be there the August 22nd to 27th. The expo runs the 23rd to 25th. So we built in a little time before and after to check out Disneyland and California Adventure.
And we're wondering if Galaxy's Edge maybe will be open there.
That's what will be so interesting. Yes. So hopefully we get a look at that, or at least there are some panels that show a lot more about it.
Yeah.
yeah, we'll know the opening date by then, hopefully for that and for Disney World. I just don't think that they can open in summer at Disneyland, see how it goes, and wait to open the announcement or the date of Disney World. I just, at that point, you'd have like a 3-month window. I just don't think you could do it that way.
And when does summer start?
I don't know, June. It's like June 20th or something, technically. Runs through September 20th, roughly, somewhere around there. So, yes, it's quite possible that Galaxy's Edge doesn't open in Disneyland until the first week or second week of September. I mean, that's certainly possible. But there have right. already been some notifications of what they're doing with pass holders out in Disneyland. So, and when they may or may not have access to the park. So, that's where people started to try and guess, when does Galaxy's Edge open?
Oh.
And to have it at D23 would be...
What?
Be big. I mean, to open yeah. it when D23 is there right. would be huge.
Now, would we be able to get in because we don't have a pass holder? We are just normal people
yeah, yeah.
over there?
Yeah, we're normal people over there. That'll be weird. I'm so excited to see Disney things I've never seen. I'm so excited to like walk where Walt walked.
Yeah.
That's what I think I'm so... Yeah. It's going to be so cool. Like, to literally be in the park that he built.
Yeah. Because so many people keep telling me, oh, you'll not be disappointed, but just... Walt Disney World so much better. Yeah. And I understand that, but I mean, you got to think too, this is what he built before Disney World was built. And it's like your first home.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, you have a small home
right.
when you first build your first house.
Yeah.
And then you just,
not unless
bigger.
You could see into the future and get those lotto numbers and then become a millionaire and you right. buy your first house and it's like this huge mansion,
right.
but that doesn't happen very often.
Correct.
So yeah, I think it's going to be so cool. It'll be our first time doing, you know, the D23 Expo, obviously. Mm-hmm. Yeah, first time Disneyland, California Adventure. I mean, the places to eat, the just, yeah, everything. It's going to be so. And I'm excited, too, to finally get to do some ride comparisons,
mm-hmm.
you know, to ride their Pirates
mm-hmm.
or even their Small World.
Yeah, they're
all that.
Haunted.
Yeah, they're haunted. I'm really excited
Cars.
To see Cars Land.
Yeah.
We're not big Cars fans, but. I've heard, again, it's kind of like Pandora. It doesn't matter that the land is just so incredible and you feel so immersed that, yeah, it shouldn't matter. So do you think there's anything we miss? Are there just other little things you're looking forward to maybe this year? that isn't like a major one that's on our list, but kind of those honorable mentions?
Well, since we already said Gary this morning or the previous, I'm excited to meet him and see him and
meet his family.
Yeah.
That would be fun. Yeah, we're going to make sure we overlap a trip with them. I am excited for our next major trip in the parks at the end of January with Jared and Jamie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because it'll be all the other. The other couple times we just it kind of worked out. Yes. You know, like we already had a trip planned and then they happened to plan one at the same time, or they had a trip planned. We happened to plan one at the same time. Like we planned this together.
Right.
And what was so insane was when we were doing our live stream in Club 32, I happened to mention to them. I said, oh, guys, I didn't even tell you. While we're there, we're staying at Caribbean Beach Resort, all of us, or both sets of us, whatever. And I said to them, I was like, oh, I forgot to tell you, I booked San Sebastian for dinner the Friday night that we're there at like 7:20. I can cancel it, you know, if we need to, whatever. And Jamie's like, are you serious? I was like, yeah. She's like, I booked it at 7 and didn't tell you. So, like, neither one of us told each other.
I thought you and Jared shared a brain.
I know. Apparently, some of those were sharing parts of brains. So, yeah, it was just like that. Like, literally, she booked it at 7. We booked it at 7:20.
That's awesome.
Never talked to each other about it. Even book. It's not like we even mentioned, oh, we should book San Sebastian.
Right.
We both just took it upon ourselves and we're like, hey, let's book it. So, I thought that was pretty cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. So that'll be a fun trip. And then I'm really looking forward to our Valentine's weekend trip. We're going down for 4 nights, I think, because the kids have like a 4-day weekend.
Yeah, that's exciting.
We're staying at All-Star Movies, but that's okay. I think it's so funny because sometimes the trips, I still remember a lot of amazing trips being at the All-Stars.
Yeah.
Like those are where, I don't know, just something's different. Okay. I don't know what it is, but I like it. And we're in a preferred room, so we should get a refurbed room because I think we're doing movies, I believe. I can't even remember.
Won't it all be refurbed by then?
No, they put a hold on all-star refurbishments.
Why?
Don't know. Aaron told me when I was talking to him.
Oh.
But it is public knowledge. It's not a secret.
Like,
but yeah, so they put a hold on all the refurbishments. Rumor is they will pick them back up in March. Okay. So I don't know. I don't know if it could have been. Yeah, I don't know if it was something with budgeting. If it was just, I don't know. There's a lot going on at Disney right now, Disney World. Yeah. So who knows what it was? But yeah, they're supposed to pick back up in March. So hopefully those will be complete after that. But we should get a refurb room anyway, which means that I have to struggle with a Murphy bed for 4 nights and curse at it every single time.
Oh Lord.
Well, before we wrap up, I will say to you, happy 16th anniversary of the day we met.
Oh, yeah.
16 years. That's crazy. Insane. And
hope we can
make
it further. Just kidding.
You hope?
I'm just kidding.
If we break up, then this podcast breaks up and then everybody will be sad. So not only do you break my heart, you break the hearts of all of our listeners. Who would get it in the divorce? Who would get rights to the podcast in the divorce? Yeah.
Well, we're not going to do that, so why would we?
I just wondered.
Probably you.
Me? Okay.
Because this is kind of like my second job.
Yeah.
So.
That would be. No, that it is crazy. 16 years.
Yeah,
again, all thanks to Creed.
And Brittany.
God, that is insane. Which makes me do think that I actually am very excited for my 40th birthday celebration.
Ew.
At Disney this year. We're staying at the Dolphin.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
40. Mm-mm. You're there before I am.
Nope.
Just accept it.
Nope.
You don't look a day over. I shouldn't have started this. 24. No? Okay. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, so much for listening.
Thanks, guys.
We really appreciate it. Hope that you know, you had a wonderful Christmas.
Yes.
Hope you have a wonderful New Year's. We will continue to have episodes. We're actually probably going to bulk record 2 or 3 episodes today since Rhonda is off so that we can get them out on time. Do not want to miss a day again, even though it was Christmas. So I feel like you should cut us some slack.
But what if those people were trying to get away from their family and they were going to
I know. That's like, what I promised.
Man, I don't have anything.
Hey, look, I promised we would eat at every booth during not only Food and Wine, but International Festival of the Holidays, and we did both of those. So this was a promise I'm allowed to break.
No.
It was Christmas. And I kept thinking about it. I kept thinking about, like, ducking away, but, you know, your family was all here. My parents left this morning before we got up.
Yeah.
So we wanted to spend that time. I mean, because I was thinking we can duck away and, you know, this episode's only 30 minutes long. We could have knocked it out. It just didn't get around to it and was trying to really, you know, be around the family and all of that stuff. And yeah, that's all I got.
Okay.
So if you have not already, please go out and subscribe. Please leave us a rating and a review.
Because it helps our show grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.